Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's 7 p.m. on the East Coast. The big news is that Hurricane Ian is making its way toward Florida, toward the west coast of Florida, Tampa area, more than likely going to hit that area. A friend of mine here, he's a lineman working in the power line industry and all that, and he's heading that way. He got called up and left out this morning to go help out with any kind of situation that might happen. He's on the road now heading that way. So if you're driving down there and you're going the other direction or whatever like that, like I said, traffic's going to get picked up because you're going to see a lot of those bucket trucks and work trucks heading that way to help out with the power outages. So check that out and just be safe out there when handling that. Interstate 10 is going to get crowded. And then, of course, up and down Alabama, Florida, Georgia, 75, 65, 55, 57, all those highways that go north and south, they're going to be busy. And you might, as the days close, I mean, they're expected it to hit the Florida coast around Friday. So we'll keep an eye on that to help you guys out with that. And like I said, we're watching it, and if you have any kind of weather situations going on, make sure you keep an eye on it, too, if you're heading that way. Of course, Interstate 95, too, with that. But Interstate 10, Interstate 20, I remember I was on Interstate 20 back when I think Rita hit. I was on Interstate 20, and it was shut down because there was so much traffic. So we just got off the road, parked at a truck stop, and just sat there a while because there wasn't nothing you can do, you know. And everybody was trying to get, it was that interstate stretch of 20 where you hit Meridian, Mississippi, Interstate 57, and you run 57 together with 20 until you get to Birmingham. Isn't it 57? Is that it? Or 59? Yeah, 59. Yeah, my apologies, 59. And so that's what happens on that. So yeah, check out, make sure everybody's paying attention to that. Hurricane Ian, right now it's heading towards Cuba. And once it passes Cuba, it's going to get out in the open water there for a while, and it's going to build up. Right now, it's a Category 2, and it might get up to a 4 eventually, depending on, you know, by the time it makes landfall there in Florida. Like I said, it's heading for the west coast of Florida there, Tampa area, and then, like, Pensacola. Even parts of Mobile are going to be affected, so you never know. Just keep an eye on that, and everybody be safe out there with that. In other news, It's It's the federal government. The federal government is going to, it might shut down by the end of the week because they're trying to raise the debt ceiling again. And don't get me fired up about that. But of course, it's all about different things when it comes to the interest rates with the Federal Reserve and all that. And there was an article in FreightWaves.com about, it says, trucking caught in crossfire as Fed's war on inflation. And then down in here, CDLLife.com, at the very bottom, it says, where does it say that at? Okay, yeah, so I guess they announced it that there's a new head of the FMCSA that got appointed. And that's 3 days ago, so that's probably Friday got announced. So we might dive into that a little bit. And then, of course, Florida emergency declared. I was just talking about that, and there's an article about that that got posted today where it says truckers preparing as Florida emergency declared ahead of the hurricane. So dive into stuff like that. This is Redneck and I's Radio. You call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Or you can just follow along. Like I said, you can call in, listen, or you can be part of the conversation. Or you can follow us on YouTube. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody joining us for that. And, you know, comment on it. I can try to catch it when I can, but a lot of times it's not much going on. So yeah, check it out. Let's see what we got here. Already somebody chiming in. I probably got a problem with the audio. Can you hear me?
No. I hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Check, check.
Oh, okay. Greg said he's going to call in, too, so he needs to hit 1, too.
Like clockwork. The hand goes up.
Yeah.
There he is.
How
you like me now? No, he did all right at the truck show last weekend over in PA there.
Speaking of which, hold on a second. Let me turn the music off and let me pull this up here because I've got the video right chill.
And,
hold on a second. And
I didn't do great, but I didn't break nothing. I drove my truck home, and I'm out working tonight, so I had a good weekend.
And how do I back it up? This ain't working right. This. There we go.
Are you? There. It sounds like you're having technical difficulties today.
Well, it's the website.
Did the bike ride over the weekend and screw with your brain or something? Too much wind at you?
The wind therapy really got to me. Here we go. Let's get the video
apparently.
Going here. I got some volume here.
This truck will also be drag racing here later tonight.
So this is Greg hooking up to the sled.
A Freightliner Classic 1998 model.
Did you hear
that's an O2 motor in that thing. It's a lie. It's a bunch of lies.
See if you can hear the announcer.
The boat's ready. There's the green flag. It's nothing personal, just business.
There you go.
There you go. I never did listen to the audio on it, but that's pretty good.
Looks like you might have changed the gear there.
We're all here. Hey, shut it down.
Now, luckily, he did stop before the 75-foot mark, so he can go back for a second final attempt.
Thank you. There he goes. Rev it up.
All right, here we go.
Boom. That's it right there. So, yeah, that was nothing personal, just business, getting things done. Nobody else had the guts to put their truck out there that we know of, that other than the guys that probably did it for a living.
Yeah, that was, I think it was four or five of us was all there was that would pull, that had the nerve to pull it. And there was a lot of big trucks out there, a lot of nice trucks out there, but they just didn't have the, they just didn't want to take a chance, or they were scared. That's all
oh,
right.
Yeah.
They'd be scared. They could stay up there in the parking lot. That's okay. I ain't scared.
Yep.
But
that's right.
I got into something else. I got into the drag race, too. I really didn't want to do that either, but I did because people come out to see it, and they couldn't get anybody to sign up for the drag race. Everybody, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. Then would come time, and they start looking at it. No, I don't want to do this. So I did that, too.
And
but it
so,
was all fun. It was learning.
Well, what I was thinking is this cab over here, it seemed like he was probably geared different. I don't know. It just seemed like...
I don't know. I had him. I jumped him off the line. I had him about a half a truck length, and I went to Jake 6 gear, grab a gear, and the damn splitter didn't split fast enough for the Jake, and I missed 6 gear, and when I did, he just drove off from me. I say, well, yeah, hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
It was a good race.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I got that on YouTube here. We could see it. It's a whole full screen there. It's a good one. And, yeah, like you're saying, he right there toward the end, he just caught that gear, and he just flew away.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed the gear. When I missed the gear, it was just like I stopped, man. Yeah, I just watched him drive off. I said, well, I just eased on down through there and said, congratulated him and lived to do it again.
Yep. Let's see. I got some audio on that, too.
So Greg Spencer in the left lane. And the cab over in the right lane.
Come on, Greg.
Yep, that's it right there. So, yeah. That's cool the way it had it set up, though. I thought maybe the dirt maybe messed everybody up. Nobody wanted to run on the dirt, huh, you think?
Well, that's what it was, because that was a new track. They just put that track in instead of pulling down on the front straightaway of the racetrack. They built that track because I guess the guy that runs the fairgrounds didn't want us pulling on the track, the racetrack, for whatever reason. I don't know. But anyhow, they built that track, and that track sucked. The dirt it was real soft. They couldn't get it packed. And it's better when you got a hard track, you know, or a little harder dirt track. You can get a hold of something, but it just wanted to bury in that dirt. I couldn't get no traction on it.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple other things screwed up. I should have did a little different, but you know, it's one of them deals where coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, you don't sit and whine about it. You just take your loss and you take it. You learn from it. You go on. You know, there's
That's
always
it.
2024. So. There's always next year, so we'll get it. We'll get it dialed in.
That's awesome.
I had another call, so I missed a little bit of that. Oh, well. Life goes on.
That's all right.
I didn't miss much, I don't think.
Yeah. So, anyhow, but yeah, it was all good. It was a real nice show. It really was. It was. There was a lot of trucks up there. A lot of trucks.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, some nice trucks, too. Man, they had a bunch of Max Superliners up. Man, I'll tell you what, These trucks are beautiful. I mean, these guys, they're good. And when you compete VA in a truck pool or anything like that in Pennsylvania, which I say probably 80% of them trucks was from that area out there, you know, from PA and, you know, New York right in that area, you know, that come down there. When you start competing with them boys, man, they're out there in the mountains. They got their trucks set, buddy. They know how to do it, and they do it.
Right,
so
right.
I'm going to have to, I wish now I had to put my other ECM back on. Got a little more low-end torque before I went out, but I didn't. But like I said, you know, I ain't crying about it. I just laughed it off and say, hey, we had fun. Like I said, I went out, we had fun. I drove it back home, didn't break nothing, and I'm working that, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good day when you don't break nothing.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, I was telling somebody this weekend, they were talking about how they love Peterbilt, and I said, yeah, Peterbilts look real good, but if you want to make money and get work done, you buy a Freightliner.
Oh, Jesus.
It don't matter. It don't matter what it is, really, when you come right down to it. It's apples and oranges. I mean, all it is a name on it. When you come down to it, they've all got the same stop rear end,
that's what the other guys,
the same
conversation. It was like one of those things where it's like you buy, you know, when you look at trucks, like okay, so what do you need? What do you need? Do you need like a Peterbilt or a Freightliner? And you know, you pretty much say the same thing. It's like what names on the truck doesn't matter. It's what's under the hood. It's what the gears are. It's what the transmission.
Yep.
You know, all that stuff.
What you,
and the best thing about
want
those old
that's
trucks
dependable to make money.
Yep, and the best thing about all those trucks back in the day is that it was all mixed match. I mean, you could get a Kenworth, Peterbilt, Freightliner, and you could put any engine you wanted in it. They didn't care.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And any rear end you wanted, any transmission. Yep.
They had an old cab over in Diamond T. Remember the guy there had an old Diamond T cab over there that he pulled. And I'm telling you what, that thing was, he had it dialed in, buddy. It run good. Had an old Cummins in it. And it run good.
There you go. Yeah, that's what the best fun about those smaller trucks do is you get those guys out there that are doing that. Those are the working truckers out there, the ones that do it every day, and you see it.
Yeah.
You see a lot of them. You know, these fancy trucks, I don't know, it's the bigger companies sponsor these guys, and they don't do nothing with the trucks, and they just build them and show them off.
Well, there was a couple, three of them out there. Two of them has historical plates on them. That V8
mm-hmm.
Mac, that blue one. That you see pulling on there, he had historical plates on that thing, so all he does is that's all he does. He don't work it every day. You know?
Right.
But it's got historical plates. It's a show truck. And he pulls it. That orange, there was an orange cab over International on there. That's all he did with it. It had historical plates on it, too. So that's all he used it for was to pull with. And then that old Diamond T, I don't know what he did with it. I didn't notice it. And then that red and black Peterbilt, he hauled it in there on a step deck. That's all he does with his pull. So some of the guys was raising hell about that. You know, said, well, they shouldn't even been out there with us because we was supposed to be in a class, our own class, in the working class, and they put them in there with us. But the only reason they did that is because they didn't have enough turnout because there wasn't enough of them cowboys up there that thought they had something. They couldn't get none of them to come down there and pull. So, you know, there was only three or four of us that had the guts to come down there and hook up to it. The rest of them didn't want to take a chance of breaking their shit, which, all right, I get it. If you're scared, you're scared. You know, that's all right. But don't sit around and brag and talk shit, talk about how bad your truck is, how fast it is, and how good it pulls and everything. Hey, show it, yo. See is believe it. Bring it down there. Put up or shut up. That's the way I look at it.
Right, right.
No, I ain't got the biggest, I ain't got the baddest, but I'll come down there and see what I do have. That's more than I can say for them. So it's all good. Like
yep,
I said, tomorrow's another day. We'll be back.
Yep. No, I think that's a good point right there. It's you know, you see, you hear them all the time talking about how great their truck is, and you're like, okay, let's, you know, we're going to the show over here, going to split pull. Oh no, I can't do that. I can't, you know, no, we, no, that's I can't.
I don't want to break nothing. I don't want to break nothing.
Yeah. I don't want to break nothing. Well, if you're afraid you're going to break something, that means you don't know what the hell you're doing. Oh man,
that's all good. We had fun though, but yeah, it was a good show. We talked to Paul, long haul Paul. We talked to him. We spent some time with him, and of course Tony did his thing, but we didn't get up to see Tony, but he was there. And then they had little Texas Dave was there, and we didn't get up to see that either, but it was all good. Talked to a lot of people, handed out a lot of poker chips, talked to a lot of people. We got some connections for our show. We talked to the track officials down there, so Tip and I got a connection with him about the sled and, you know, for them to come up and do the sled and everything and the production affairs. We got to talk to them. So
okay.
We're getting that all set up. So that's more or less what it was with us, was just try to make the connections that we need our show when we start putting it together.
Good deal.
But her and I spent probably 3 hours down there at the track just talking to people down there at the pool track and everything. Talking
to the
officials and everything.
Yeah. Yep, that's awesome. Yeah, it was definitely from the pictures and everything. Everybody had a great time. Looks like Load to Ride had a good turnout. Load to Ride definitely showed off their trucks around there, so everybody was happy with that. I guess there was a big convoy on Thursday.
One of them had to get towed out, I heard, because something happened to his regen system or something. They shut down on him, and he had to have it. Supposedly, they was going to have it towed out of there. We left before they did. And then Holly left her damn lights on or something, run her battery dead. She had bad battery, so I went over and got it started. That was Friday, Saturday night. So she was mad over that. But, yeah, they had some good-looking trucks, two of them. That Lone Star hers, and that the other guy had that Pete, or that Kenworth. They looked good.
That's what I thought it was. I didn't know exactly what truck that was. When I saw the pictures, I was like, is that a Volvo or is that a new Kenworth?
Nah, it's one of the new Kenworths. But, yeah, they ain't bad-looking trucks. But, yeah, he's got them. Mark's got them all looking good. LTR has them looking good. They was out there shining and wiping and polishing and cleaning on them. It was some good-looking rides.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw pictures of them polishing up. They look like they do a pretty good job. They didn't come out to Arizona so they could do mine.
Yeah, I went in there Friday. We got there Friday morning. I went over there, and they was over there putting his train horn under the front of his. He had that electric solenoid on. They couldn't get it out. They didn't know what they was going to do. Here I am, laying on my back. I need the damn truck, working on a truck. I'm thinking, man, it wouldn't be a truck show if I wasn't working on something.
See? Yep.
You know, you got out your lawn chair and watched me work on my truck. This is bull. I call bull. You won't help me work on my truck at the truck show.
Hey, that's because you got to know how to do it.
I already know how to do it.
I just want someone else to do it.
You need to learn,
that's
young pedal.
I'm there giving you moral support, Robbie. I'm a supervisor. I stand there supervisor, make sure you're doing the job right.
Supervisor, maybe stupid vice.
That's what age and experience get you.
Mm-hmm.
A supervisor position.
Yep, that's what it does.
But when
that's
you talk
funny.
To Tim next time, if she ain't listening, I hope she ain't. But when you talk to Tim, or just send her a message and tell her, say, I know what's wrong with that motorhome. It ain't got no gas in it.
It ain't got no gas.
She'll freak out. Tell her, it ain't got no gas in it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she listen.
No, ain't nobody else as far as I know.
Oh.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Yeah, I'm surprised she ain't called in today. She's probably asleep. She's wore out from up there.
Oh, I bet.
No, I went. We got home yesterday. I'm back to put her on the yard.
That I wouldn't doubt because you're gone. You're out working. She got the house to herself.
Yep,
screw
yep.
everybody else. I'm going to bed.
That's right.
I tell you what, we come in yesterday. I'm back to me and her and Donnie. Oh, Donnie, we had to have heat follow us out with that Explorer. His. Got out there and they used his car to run around the store and everything. He got ready to leave. We got ready to leave Sunday morning. Got started, run about 4 minutes and shut off. Wouldn't start. Turn over, just wind. Just starter wind it, wouldn't start. Wouldn't crank. So we ended up calling our AAA and had a guy haul his car from out there at Mill Hall all the way back to Fairway Ford back in Canfield, Ohio, to the dealership. So we had to have his car hauled back, so he rode back in the motorhome. Well, he drove the motorhome back, him and Tiff, and I drove this back. But, y'all, yeah, it was everything that could happen did. The only one, knock on wood, that didn't break down was this. This thing doesn't work, goes to work, and it's the only thing that break down. Motorhome run out of gas because of that cascade. That thing sucks. We're getting rid of that thing. I told her, I said, oh, man. That thing ain't getting about 8 miles a gallon on its good day.
Yeah.
You got to break down and blast
on a tank of gas.
Yeah, you got to break down and get a new truck.
Thing.
You're just gonna have to break down and get a new RV. Just get a new one.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get it. Okay, yeah, okay. And I'm gonna sell that one. Go back to a travel trailer, big fifth wheel travel trailer, pull with my Dodge.
Are you sure you want to do that? You might have to get one for that Toyota.
Hey, Robbie. lollipop, old chicken, lollipop.
Woo, God, we're back at it again.
Oh, I got in it today to go over, started my pickup up. Yeah, I thought it sounded funny. Well, I come back, I got home with it. I got in today to go over and get the truck there. My damn exhaust broke in half right there at one of the welds underneath the door. Cracked right off the exhaust, broke right there where the pipe was welded together. So, yeah, it sounds real good. Now, straight pipe right underneath the door. So, I got to weld it this weekend. I want to get in and fix it. I can't win.
Yeah, you can.
But either
park
or,
some bitch.
It's all.
Park it. Just
right
park it.
Pain.
You won't have to do it. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Shit. I think it's a fuel mileage around there. Her pickup gets about 16, 17. Car gets about 21, 22. Hell, I get 21, 22 mile a gallon running around town with my Dodge pickup, the Cummins. So I drive it all the time. Now my Cavalier, I haven't drove it probably in 2 months. But either or. So what else is going on, Ed, besides all this nonsense?
Well, they got a hurricane coming to Florida. It's down there in Cuba right now. Yeah, so I got a friend of mine up here that he's a lineman. He runs those power line trucks and all that, and he's headed that way. He left out this morning.
Yeah, I got an email today on I guess there's a couple of agents for Admiral that they are trying to get stuff out of Panama City for training.
Well, hang on
train
your ass, because there goes the gas prices.
Yep,
that's right. Well, then,
every time something like that happens, that just gives them a reason to raise the gas prices and jack prices up on everything, so it's on its way.
And then, the debt limit has reached the max, so they've got till Friday to come up with a debt extension on the federal government. So if they don't reach a deal by Friday, the government might shut down over the weekend.
Yeah, they won't shut down. They'll just keep printing money.
That's it, and that's what I tell everybody, that when they do that, when they make a deal and extend the debt limit, and they have to print money. That makes all the prices go up. That affects inflation.
Yep. What they need to do is deflate that White House and all the problems are then.
Yep, exactly right. So here's a funny story I want to tell you about. I got a friend of mine. His son just went to CDL school to get a CDL. And I didn't know his son was this young, but his son is only 18. And he went to the local college here, and now he has a CDL, but he can't get a job. Nobody will hire him. because he's not 21.
Right? Insurance companies won't cover it.
He can he can be intrastate, I think it is, where you just you have to stay in state.
Yeah, but you've got to have a company that will hire you to take a chance.
I mean, according to the state of Texas, he's legal. But the problem is, just like Greg said, most of the companies are just not going to touch it because of the liability and the insurance cost.
Right.
Yep. Yep, that's it. So I feel for him. I didn't know. I thought he was older than that. I didn't know he was this young. But he just passed his CDL test and he did really good. He's really excited. But I mean, now he can't get hired. You know.
Right.
And it's and he asked me just a little bit ago. He's like, you know, any places hiring? He just I don't know any. I don't know any at all. I mean, you would think the trucking school that he went to. Because aren't they supposed to help out with that?
Well, they can try, but you know they can't if a trucking company won't take a chance on you. It don't matter how many people they try to recruit, they can't do it. You know, with the accident rate at these companies, there's very few companies out here anymore that's got a satisfactory, satisfactory, safety rating, man. There's so many truck accidents out here. I don't know. There ain't too many companies out here that hasn't had accidents, bad accidents. You know, so they're going to take an 18-year-old, the insurance company going to say, are you kidding me? You got people out there that's got, 8, 10, 12 years of experience, and they're out here piling them up. And you want us to take a chance on an 18-year-old? The insurance companies won't touch them.
Yeah. Even the bigger companies, they're self-insured. They won't do it.
And I can't even say nothing about that because there's a lot of people out here that's in their 30s and 40s that went to truck driving school to get a CDL to try to get to work and everything, and they're in the same boat. You know, yeah, they're of age, but with no experience, and, you know, a company won't touch them or don't want to bother them because they don't have any experience. Well, my thing has always been since way back eons ago is, it's like that with anything. How in the hell are you supposed to get experience if nobody will give you a chance?
Yeah.
Now, I understand. I get it. I know that they want you to have some kind of experience. Everybody does. But if you can't get it, if nobody will give you a chance, how are you supposed to get it? It's catch 22. You damn if you do, damn if you don't. There's no way you can get experience unless somebody helps you.
Yeah.
About
well,
the
I mean,
only
even...
thing you can do is go get a truck of your own, and I'm just wondering if that ain't what a lot of these guys are doing with a lot of these new ICC numbers popping up, DOT numbers. You know,
could
these
be.
6, 7, 8 digit DOT numbers. They can't get a company to hire them, so they go out and get their own authority, get their own truck, and their own authority and their own insurance somehow, and they do it on their own to try to get experience.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
No, I mean, you know, like even some of the bigger companies, I know England, CR England at one point, they weren't hiring drivers that had went to truck driving school unless you went to their truck driving school. They want you to go to their driving school, and then they would hire.
Yeah, because they're government. Yeah, because they get
paid
back
money
from the government. They're government subsidized,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep, I don't know either. I don't know either because I mean they started that pilot program, but the pilot program is so restrictive. I mean, it just doesn't really do anything. And of course, most of all the big carriers and the big. Like OIDA and ATA, they're all against it. You know, that pilot program that was supposed to allow 18-year-olds to cross state lines and all that. You know, most of the states only do that, the interstate thing, but then the federal government says you got to be 21. So,
I said, you know, I got my own ideas on ATA, but I'll just keep that for another day.
Well, you know, we've already discussed
it. But I heard a few weeks ago that guy from ATA was on there on Road Dog, and he was saying, "Oh, we need a we need a million more drivers out here. We need a million more trucks. Need a million more drivers out here on the road.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. They want that. Yeah. Sure. They want that.
You can't even take care of the ones you got.
That's right. They can't load the ones they got. The loads that they do get is cheaper than hell, and that's what they want to do. You get all the trucks out there, then they offer a load, tell you, well, you're going to haul this load for this cheap-ass rate, and you're going to take it, and you're going to get about, yeah, you'd be lucky if you get minimum wage for doing it, and what recourse have you got? You can't, you know, you can't dictate. You got no argument, because if you don't take it, well, they just put it on one of them trucks, and they're going to take it because you got more trucks than you got freight.
Yep.
So you're not going to win. You're not going to win.
Mm-mm. But, yeah, that's about it's going on. Other than that, like I said, the government shut down, and, you know, we all think that ain't no big deal to us, but, you know, that's what happens with inflation. And FreightWaves actually had an article. They released it, looks like, yesterday, and it says trucking caught in crossfire as Fed's war on inflation. Rate hikes may double down on truckload demand declines in 2023. So what they're saying is that they raise the interest rates, which means it costs more to borrow money. And so when you've got money being tossed around in the trucking industry, well, that just makes it, you know, that people aren't just going to be shipping freight willy-nilly, you know, because you got to take borrow money. So that's what they're saying and all that stuff. And that's – so when you raise the rates and try to slow down the inflation, well, what's going to happen is you're going to see demand for the freight slow down. You're not going to see – you're going to see the freight rates probably drop because there's not going to be that much freight out there. And that's
right.
they're saying it's going to be a downturn here in the next year because of just the way they got to – inflation has got to stop, and the only way you can stop it is by just making everything harder, like – making it harder to borrow money and making it harder to spend money. So that's what they're trying to do, is slow things down. And so the trucking, it's probably one of the first ones to go because nobody likes paying high prices for transportation. And they might as well – they'd rather let
their train. What happened with the trains? I ain't heard no more about that. That
quieted
down quick.
Biden kissed their ass, man. Cut the deal. The deal. They got exactly what they wanted. Biden gave big time. Yep. Just like what Ben Shapiro said. Why do you elect people? The people get elected, like the money is spent on the campaign by the unions to get people elected, which in turn are the same people that they have to negotiate with. So when you've got the members of the when both sides are on the same team, then the whoever's in control is going to win it all, and that's the unions. They're going to get exactly what they want. The politicians
the bigger
are going to
unions, I mean, the government's been kissing the unions ass for years. The automakers, the railroad, how they've been funding the railroad since the beginning of time. They've been helping them. They're helping them money subsidizing the railroad for whatever they need. What was the last time they subsidized the trucking industry? That not one time has the government ever helped me buy tires for my truck, brakes for my truck. Or just pay a truck man. No, but they do the railroad. They help them. You know, the big unions, look at the big union carriers, same way. All they got to do is cry a little bit. They get what they want.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just like, oh, all right. Yeah, it's nonsense. You know, it's crazy.
Yep, that's what everybody that's pro-union, they don't understand that if you're not, basically what they want is they want everybody to be union. They want everybody to be union and nobody to be not union. And so when you're saying, well, what happens to the people that aren't in the union, they don't get any help, and they're the ones left out in the dust, and they're the ones getting all the trash and leftovers and all that, and they don't get any support, and they don't care. They don't care about that.
It's control. It goes right back to control. If they can get everybody in the union... The unions control what you do, just like the government. Did you do what
that's
the union
right.
says you do, or you're out? And if you are not in a union, you don't work.
Yep, that's right.
Simple as that. If you ever get in a union, or you was ever in a union, you either work under union rules, or you don't work. And if you quit that union and try to go somewhere else, they'll blackball your ass where you can't get a job, or they try it. So now you're right back as a bottom feeder. You're back struggling and working for off the wall fly-by-night company to try to make a living for your family because they blackballed you and put a big hit list and get you basically all, he did this, he did that, he ain't no good, this, that, whatever, and now you don't work. It's horseshit. You know, it's all there is.
There you go. Yep, that's about it. I mean, like I said, we were talking about the truck show, and then, of course, the hurricane coming in, and then the government doing stupid crap, and that's it.
Yeah, well, it's normal.
Well, yep. The government's going to just do whatever they want when they want. They don't care about anybody else.
That's it.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, I just heard, too, that they're giving illegals now ID cards, whether they got a driver's license or not, out in California.
Oh, out in California, they've always done that because they want them to vote.
Yeah.
You know, they rather
now
vote.
Now they're trying to get it to happen in New York, too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all fine and dandy because they can't vote in federal elections. They can only vote in the state elections. So you know, if you live in a state that's giving out IDs to the illegal immigrants, then just understand that what they're doing is they're allowing to vote and they're only voting in state elections, which means they're voting for the state officials or laws or whatever, however you want to do that. But you know, so if you live like I live in the state of Texas, they don't do that here, so they can't do that. But and they can't vote in the federal elections, which it really doesn't matter anyway, because most of the states that are doing it are these far left states that aren't going to go. They're not going to go red anytime soon. They're blue states most certainly. So you know, it's Massachusetts, New York, California, those states. Look at California. They've had the Democrats. The Democrats have run that state for the past 30 years. You know. So
yeah, but that puts more seat in the. Yeah, in the electoral college. Each state will end up with more seats in the electoral college because of the population. And then what's some people going to do? They're going to electoral college. They're going to make it a swing state, and they're going to screw everybody else for trying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it yet. As far as how they count that, but I mean, that's what they're saying is the federal election the way they're supposed to do it. That's why remember Trump was trying to get that added into the census, like how many people live in the state that are illegal and how many are citizens or not citizens or whatever. He wanted that to be considered in the census because that the census is how we determine, you know, like you're saying, how many representatives and how many electoral college, all that. So,
right.
So that's what he was trying to get done there. Oh, that's racist. He goes, well, that's what we need to know. You know, I mean, but I don't know about anybody y'all, but every time that's happened, so every time that I've participated, I'll tell you this, I've never participated in the census. When it comes in the mail, I don't do anything to it. I just throw it in the trash.
Nope.
If they come to your door and ask for anything, you tell them, the only thing the Constitution requires is how many people. That's all they care about. So you say two people, that's it. Or one person, that's it. Three people, that's it. They want to know age and race, kiss my ass, because that's not in the Constitution. It has nothing to do with it. So yeah, it's a population count. That's it. Just how many? There's no, you know, they, you know, so when you answer the question of like how many black people, how many white people, how many Hispanic people, how many, you know, if you answer those questions like that and teenagers and old people and all that, when you answer those questions like that, that's how they rig the voting. That's how they gerrymander the districts.
Well, now they want to know too how you're voting, Republican or Democrat. What does that matter?
And of course, one of the rules they put in there in the healthcare. And you know, when your doctor's sitting down there asking you medical questions, they want to know if you have any firearms in the house. You know, same thing.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that in the census too. Is how many cars do you own and how many firearms do you have? And you know, they're like, we're just curious, you know, like that. Well, you know, I don't know if you ever listened to a show on, it's called The Blaze Network, and this woman, she's on Twitter.
They don't get the hell out of my front door. They're going to find out.
Well, that's what she said. So every time they talk about, like, you know, firearms or like that, she was like, you know, I used to have several firearms, but I had a boating accident, and they all got lost. They're all at the bottom of the lake. That's what she says.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? They're like, nope. I said, I don't have any firearms. They're all at the bottom of the lake. That's all I can tell you. I don't know where they're at all. They go, we show you buying firearms just 6 months ago. Yeah, and that I had had those just a month, and then all of a sudden a boating accident.
Before
and
that
they,
boating
and
accident.
Yep. Oh, man.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's getting crazy out there. So, yeah, the census, like you say, and they're trying to control, you know, how many electors, and that's what it happens. So, you know, it's, yeah, you know, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't like either side, the way they talk. I don't like either side, what they do.
Nope.
My new motto, you know, is that Democrats are crazy and Republicans are pussies. That's all I got to say about all that.
Well, you know, what was it, a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago, maybe it was, you know, Geraldo Rivera. I got as much use for him as I do the crabs.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But when they started that with Mar-a-Lago, that one attorney or whatever it was in New York started digging into his taxes or whatever and his property worth and everything and said that Mar-a-Lago, he had the value of it at like $379 million or something like that is what it was worth. And she said, no. Mar-a-Lago is only worth like $79 million. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, then Corona said, oh no, that was BS, because there was one down in Palm, South Palm Beach or whatever it was, that just appraised for like $179 million, and he said it wasn't a quarter of what Mar-a-Lago is.
Yeah, well, I mean, so if anybody's not paying attention to the news, this is crazy. So the Attorney General of the state of New York. She doesn't have any, like Donald Trump has not broken any laws. She's trying to prosecute
right.
Donald Trump, but she can't because he hasn't broken any laws. So she filed
right.
a civil suit claiming that Trump and the Trump industry, the Trump whatever, the kids that work for him and all that,
right.
that they all use their assets. So what they do is when they go to the bank and they say, you know, hey, I want to borrow some money against this property or whatever, they tell them that the property is worth $100 million when technically she's claiming that the property is only worth half that. And they're
right.
inflating the rate, the value of the property to benefit
right.
them in getting loans or whatever.
Right.
And the funny thing is that when you're dealing with all these big banks like this, like you're talking about, you know, Manhattan Chase or whoever, you know, these big, huge banks that are global, you know, especially when
right.
you're dealing with like hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever. They're not just going to jump into that and say, oh, yeah, if you say it so, I mean, we believe you. They got people
no.
to do research
right.
on that stuff. So they're not going to just sign
exactly.
off on a loan and just do that crap. You know, just like the whole thing when we look at things, we're like, oh, these people broke the law. They should be in jail. I mean, we've been saying about that about Hillary Clinton, about Barack Obama, about Bill Clinton, about, you know, if you want to say that about Trump, you want to say about Bush, they say, oh, he broke the law. Let me just tell you this. There are people that are looking at this stuff, and they know. I mean, you've got – I mean, they're these – just imagine how popular you would be if you found out that a politician was actually breaking the law. How popular would you
right.
be if you could pull that off? We know.
Right.
That, I mean, so when you say, oh, he's going to go to jail or they're going to go to jail or lock her up or whatever, okay, I get it, but – you're not going to get, you know, when a prosecutor looks at something and says, well, we're just not going to flat out prosecute because we're not going to get a conviction. So why even go after it?
Right.
And what you're seeing
right.
now is all of these left-wing people going after Donald Trump. They don't have anything that will stick. I mean, they've been trying to get this guy locked up for the past 2 years, and they can't
so they've
get
been,
nothing to stick.
They've been trying to get Trump locked up since back in the 80s. I mean,
right.
the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, they've
yeah.
always been after Trump because he's a billionaire. So there's always
yeah.
somebody. He's always under the gun. He's not dumb. He's not stupid. You know, they had loopholes in the tax laws, and he used them the same as everybody else did.
Right. And you got to think of it like this. When all they say, well, yeah, but his lawyer now is turning the tides and coming out against him and all that. I was, okay, first off, you're talking about a lawyer of a narcissist. Now, don't you figure that
right.
that lawyer is probably a little bit of a narcissist too? So
right.
if that lawyer, that what that lawyer's doing, and he's like, you know what, I could write a book and make millions of dollars. And I can call Donald Trump a fake and a phony, and people will buy it. I mean, it's a thing. It's like, you know, all of these people are all celebrities. Ben Shapiro, I listen to him every day. He's exactly right. We've turned politicians into celebrities. I mean, Bill Clinton, a celebrity. Barack Obama, a celebrity. Donald Trump, a celebrity. They get away with everything because of their celebrity status. They're not a politician. They're a celebrity that acts like a politician. That's what they are. And you know, politicians are the ones that are like, "Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to nobody. All I want to do is my job." I mean, that's a true politician. That's not going to get out there. You know, when you say people are saying stupid crap, that's not a politician. That's a grandstander. You know, I mean, I don't like Mitt Romney, but at least Mitt Romney is not a grandstander. He was trying to do the job, but now, you know, he's a pain in the ass too. You know, that's one of those things. At least he was a statesman. He tried to do the right thing, but we find out. I tell everybody, you know, people are just like, "Hey, the radicals." I say, "Yeah, the radicals are the people on the left." And then they're the ones calling everybody racist. So all the Republicans are scared of being called racist. So they go more toward the left. So the whole government is sliding to the left because everybody's being afraid of being called a racist. You know, it's crazy.
Talk about inflating net worth and everything, just like they did on his property. If that's the case, then I think we need to get an attorney and start doing some investigating on Robbie, because with him just covering that trailer. I think he inflated the value of that trailer because I don't think it's worth what he got for it.
See? Yeah.
So I think it needs to be investigated.
And that's the thing. It's always going around that way. I mean, you know, and the banks aren't going to finance it unless they absolutely think it's that value. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I tell you what's going to happen.
Because I didn't get no feedback on that.
Oh, you know what? Let's see. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh well.
That's it.
We're done.
I don't know. Right, Ed. I'm gonna let you go. I know you got to go to work and everything. Hey, no sense holding you over tonight. You get going and get headed out. Just, you know, while you shoot shit, give me a call some night.
Sounds
good,
man.
I'm back out here again.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right now. There we go. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Appreciate Greg talking in. We got the videos of him doing the sled and the drag strip there on YouTube. We appreciate everybody following along with that. Let's see what I'm at here. And that's it. Man, I tell you what a great day. So we're going to lock it up there, and we'll talk about more of those articles tomorrow. So chime in, like I said, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody calling in, listening along. You can also watch on YouTube Live. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And until next time, y'all have some fun. So we're going to leave it right here, and let me slide some things over. Whoops, that ain't right. There we go. So, yeah, check it out. Like I said, redneckanize.com is where you can find most of all of our links to our social media accounts. We got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got Instagram. So check all that out. Like I said, that's redneckanize.com. This is Redneckanize Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. It'll be part of the conversation. Just hit one. I'd like to thank all of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. And also Load to Ride Transportation. They were also at the Truckers for Hope Truck Show. That's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And then again, Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Download the app on your app store, whether it's the iPhone or the Android. You can check it out. Also get links to all that to truckerstools.com, truckertools.com. Follow them along there. And they got social media as well, which is always cool to see, you know, what they talk about on their social media accounts. And that's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. Appreciate all their support. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you later.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.